producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDA. I think I got our computer's issue, our computer issues worked out, although one of my computers now is my Windows Boot Manager. I'm getting a message here from Windows Boot Manager. I mean, I got half a dozen pairs of boots. I didn't realize Windows, you know, has also a clothing section, but their Windows Boot Manager is giving me some orders. They're telling me to choose an operating system to start. Though there's not really a lot of choice, it just says Windows 7. I know, I still have Windows 7. Or press tab to select a tool. I don't need a tool. I need my computer up and running. I'm on air. Use the arrow keys to highlight your choice and then press enter. Well, there's only one enter. It says Windows 7. All right. And then my tools are my Windows memory dial. Oh, I see. They want to remember what I was probably searching before the computer crashed yesterday. By the way, my son was on my computer in the studio. I would think I would love a memory diagnostic. Look at how they're trying to sound all medical. You see how the computer's trying to sound all medical? Windows memory diagnostic. Really? You are going to diagnose, right, what's going on in the computer? All right, I'll give that to you. Trust me, I don't know what the hell I'm doing when it comes to a computer, so I feel like I need to call a doctor and figure it out. You know, doctor, boot my Windows. So here we go. Let me see. So I'm going to click tab. They want me to click tab. Windows memory diagnostic. Okay, I'm going to push it. I'm so scared. Oh, my gosh. I'm so scared because what if he was looking at porn? Hold on. Okay, so now Windows is checking for memory. Now it's all blue. It went from a black screen, and now it's all blue. And this is the Windows memory diagnostics tool. I have no idea if Obamacare is covering this or not. I'm really afraid to see what my deductible is. So right now it says Windows is checking for memory problems. So I'm assuming it's performing a mini mental status exam. You know, I'm trying to evaluate for some sort of cognitive decline. It's now running the test 1 of 2, and it's 10% complete. And the overall test status is 0.5% complete. You know, I don't know if I could get away with that as a doctor to my patients. Saying, you know, my workup on you is right now 0.5% complete. They're going to be like, well, how much longer? And I'm like, well, however long it takes. Now, you sit with the computer, you sit there and wait. You'll sit there and you'll wait. You will wait hours for your computer to do what it does. But the doctor, no. I want an answer now. Really? The status right now of the Windows Memory Diagnostics tool says no problems have been detected yet. I wonder what they're diagnosing. I mean, the only thing the computer can really see are my breasts right now. I mean, you know, I'm clothed. I wonder, I maybe this is a way to do mammogram. You just kind of sit in front of your computer later. I'm like, all right, hold on. And cheese! And then they say, although the test may appear inactive at times, trust me, my breasts have been pretty inactive for years now, it is still running. Please wait until testing is complete. Oh, come on. My show is going on right now. Windows will restart the computer automatically. Test results will be displayed again after you log in. I don't even care what the test results are. I just want a computer working, and I just want to know that my son wasn't looking at any porn or anything on my studio computer. That's all I need to know. So just tell me we're good, and we're good. Now this is another thing that I'm finding very, very concerning. Okay, I don't know if this boot manager, you know, is into porn themselves. So when it says no problems have been detected yet, what if this computer thinks that images of porn is fine? No big deal. It's a computer. Everybody looks at it. No big deal. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Yet me, a mama of two teenage boys, I think that's devastating. So maybe to them, they'll think that the Google history is not that big a deal. But to me, it does. So I have no idea what they're doing. All I know is, hold on a second. I got some options here. It says I can F1. I love control alt delete, or I could just escape or exit. So I'm going to exit and see what happens. Nothing. Oh, hold on. There's a Windows error recovery. Windows failed to start. A recent hardware or software change might be the cause. Maybe it's because I'm on Windows 7. Okay, so now what they want me to do, get this, if Windows files have been damaged or configured incorrectly, how the hell am I supposed to know how to configure my files? Okay, I got a damn good figure. I know how to configure myself. I don't have to, that's your job. Startup repair can help diagnose and fix the problem. Really? You're going to diagnose? Yeah, please. Okay, uh-oh. It got mad. It shut down. It says Windows is loading files. Load this. Well, oh, and it's all dark now. Okay. All right, well, there it goes. All right, man. What?
Huh, sorry, I need to be in the mains there. I had a disk drive that kept coming out and just popping out. I mean, like, I'd take out the battery, I would unplug the computer, everything would be pulled out, no power, and the disk drive would randomly still pop out, like, 30 minutes after everything's powered down.
Oh,
no idea.
That would scare me. I'd be thinking, like, ghosts.
Well, and see, I got to the point where I was working, and it kept popping out, kept slamming it shut, kept popping out, kept slamming it shut, and finally I just ripped the thing out and threw it across the theater I was working. Everybody else was in shock. They're like, oh, no, I'm just like, yeah, it's been doing that for years. I'm just finally sick of it, you know. Problem solved. But later that year, it just finally died, and I took it down to the garbage can and very quickly and fairly calmly took it out with a baseball bat, and just I kind of decided to let out my frustration on it.
Office-based it. Oh, my God, I love that movie. No, you know what? I have to admit, though, you still treated your computer better than most people treat their family members when they get old, you know, and done with. I have to commend you on that.
I don't know too many people that took a baseball bat to their family members, though.
All I know is I'm sure my kids will. They've already told me they got a place for me in a home, so when I'm done, if I don't want to go, they're going to probably hit me on the head, so I go. All right. Well, may your computer rest in peace. All right, so it's still attempting repairs, and I think the reason why is I never paid my copay. So we're going to move on, and I'll just hit some medical news on my other working computer. 1-877-DR-HELLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
All right, guys, we're back. Are we all refreshed? Feeling pretty good. All right, my computer looks like it's all fresh and loaded up, just like it had a nice, huge colonic. So my computer seems happy. I'm happy. The Cowboys won yesterday. Oh, that was a game. Oh, my gosh. It was like, it was, you know, what, for the first half, 3-3. You're sitting there going, are you kidding me? Then it went 6-6. Then it went 9-9. Then it went 16-16. The Dallas pulled through. My Cowboys! I was so happy. I was screaming. It was, I'm sure everybody else was screaming to the neighbors. I'm like, what is going on? But well done, Cowboys. Still have a shot. You know, Cowboys just need to prove that it isn't all about Tony Romo. Okay? You can't have a team where it's just all about the quarterback. Can't do that. Even though I understand Tom Brady with how hot and succulent he looks. I understand that, you know, most people don't really care about anything else about the Patriots, but Tom Brady, I get that. But, you know, when it comes to actually playing, you know, and doing what you need to do. You can't just be all about one person, okay? You got receivers on there. You got people getting, you know, clavicles broken and shoulder injuries and groin injuries, etc. And you need a team. That's why when these teams make it as far as they do, it's the team. Okay? You don't just talk about Romo. And mind you, I love Romo. I think he does really good. I mean, as long as he's not dating the wrong person, he plays really, really well. But, you know, he can't be the whole team. And I'm just so, so happy that the Cowboys won one. Boy, it was by the seat of their pants, though. Seat of their pants. Okay. I still have to, you know, give them a good talking to about that. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Speaking of sports, I'm sure many of you guys have already heard this story. Former USC head football coach is suing for $12.6 million after the school fired him for alcoholism. And why is he suing? Because he claims it's a disability. Now, I went to UCLA, so I haven't been really watching USC and the Trojans as much as, like, my sons do and you know, everybody else in this world. Because, again, I went to UCLA. I mean, my last year of medical school. But I am intrigued, you know, by what happens, you know, with the team. But Steve Sarkisian, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, sued USC on Monday. Allegedly, the school breached the football coach's contract and discriminated against him on the basis of disability. They fired him this fall. The attorneys also alleged wrongful termination and invasion of privacy in a complaint filed by the Los Angeles County Court. He contends he is owed at least $12.6 million left on his USC contract, along with other damages of extreme mental anguish. Instead of honoring the contract, they said, the lawsuit claims, USC kicked Steve Sarkisian, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, to the curb. Now, that's in their quotes. The school responded sharply to the lawsuit, saying the school is profoundly disappointed in his characterization of the circumstances around the termination. Much of what is stated in the lawsuit filed today is patently untrue, according to Carol Malk Amir, USC General Counsel. The record will show that Mr. Sarkisian repeatedly denied to university officials that he had a problem with alcohol, never asked for time off to get help, and resisted university efforts to provide him with help. The university made clear in writing that further incidents would result in termination. All right, so basically, he was fired by email one day after athletic director Pat Hayden put him on leave of absence when apparently he showed up to school in no condition to work. Now, Sarkisian claims he should have been allowed to seek treatment for alcoholism while keeping his job. So, all right, when is coming to work inebriated and not fit for work a grounds to sue if you are not being, I guess, considered having a disability and offered treatment? I mean, as a doctor, if I came to work drunk, my license would be ripped out from under me like you wouldn't believe. Now, I mean, maybe things have changed. Maybe there are ways to ask for help, which I think we should have, you know, systems in place where you can ask for help, et cetera. But, you know, coming to work stoned or drunk has to have some consequences. If not, everybody's going to claim disability. You can't do that. All right. And, you know, now that we're having legalization of marijuana start to, you know, be adopted, in fire pace across the United States. I mean, are we ready for this? All right. You know, which jobs, which people get to come to work drunk and it be considered protected under the Americans with Disabilities Act? All right. This is something to learn. And my guess is the Supreme Court's going to have to, you know, sort through. All right. Somebody with alcoholism has a disability. No doubt. Okay. Somebody with drug abuse has a disability. Okay? Somebody using marijuana or using alcohol to treat a condition may be considered treating a disability. But then how do you protect the other side of things when you have somebody come to work drunk or stoned? Okay, look at the whole Sandusky thing. Okay, now he was probably of sound mind. We don't know if he was drunk or drugged or of sound mind when he was taking showers with boys in the locker room and whatever else allegedly happened. But you have somebody drunk come onto the field or come onto school property and they say things inappropriately, something racist. They fondle somebody or they do something completely inappropriate or cause damage. Isn't the school liable for allowing somebody to do that, to come on campus, and then the school's going to get sued. So you're in trouble either way. If I have a nurse that comes in and is inebriated, there is no way in hell I'm allowed to let her deal with my patients. Okay, so the next question is, well, then, Dr. Dahlia, you and everybody else shouldn't fire them. You should offer them a chance for rehab. Okay, now that's nice. It's a nice thing to do. I think that's great. I mean, luckily, I've never really had that situation where I've had somebody that needed that kind of help. And to be honest, I would recommend that they get help. Would I pay for it? Probably not. I don't have that kind of money to put somebody into rehab. I don't. I mean, would the insurance cover it? Hopefully. But I mean, how practical is that? You keep him on a $12.6 million contract while you're paying for his rehab? Is it worth it? So, I don't know. It's going to be a subject that keeps coming up. All right? And mind you, I feel bad for people that are addicted to alcohol. It's a very, very scary and it's a dangerous time for them. Okay? Many of them also suffer from depression. You really need to treat these people with kitten gloves and you need to get them help. But we as employers should have the right to fire somebody that comes to work intoxicated or under the influence. Because if we don't, we get in trouble on the backside. Somebody's going to sue us for something. So give us protections. All right. This person is covered on the Americans with Disabilities Act, right? They're allowed to be, they have cocaine abuse and amphetamine abuse. So here they are. They're under the influence. And then, of course, you have to be very careful escorting them. Okay? You have to be extremely careful escorting them. All right? Well, no, you escorted them off the property, and then then what do you do? Do you have an on-site hospital? Where does your liability end? And so, I'm not sure what the answer is, but I'll keep you guys posted as there's any new developments on that story. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, it kills me because there are people with disabilities that need that ADA to protect them. And what I don't want to see is it being, used for other people's benefit and it being diluted as to what the original focus was. All right. You have people that have obesity or they have leg swelling or they have respiratory issues and they want to work. They want to be there and work. They want to help, society. They want to contribute. They want to pay taxes. Okay. We're supposed to allow an opportunity for them to do that. All right. Whether it's ramps, whether it's wheelchair access, whether it's hours that are flexible, we're supposed to offer ways that people can work. And I'm seeing so many cases now where people are, using the ADA card, and I don't think they're using it appropriately. And it's just going to ruin it for the people that it really needs to protect. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got a burglar that I guess was eaten by an 11-foot gator. This is scary. Apparently, in Palm Bay, Florida, a 22-year-old man reportedly went out to burglarize a few homes in Brevard County. And according to the sheriff's office, a burglary suspect they were actively looking for on November 13th, I guess he realized that the deputies were hot on his trail, and according to Patch.com, he chose to hide near Barefoot Bay Lake. Unfortunately, that proved fatal. While hiding near the water, Matt Riggins, I guess, met up with an 11-foot alligator. The alligator saw him and attacked him. He ends up drowning as a result of the attack, and his body gets found 10 days after the initial burglary call came in. They say the incident that led up to his death began to unfold in the late evening hours of November 12th. The sheriff's office wrote in a media release that Riggins told his girlfriend he and another man planned to go to Barefoot Bay that night to quote-unquote commit burglaries. I wonder if anybody even uses that term anymore. Hey, babe, I'm going to go and commit a burglary. Yeah, I mean, my guess is that's a paraphrase, but they put it in quotes. It was around 2 a.m. when the sheriff's office was called out to investigate two suspicious men in the area. The men deputies were told were dressed all in black and were seen walking behind homes in the area. Deputies caught up with the two men on Royal Palm Boulevard, but the suspects fled. Canine and aviation units were called out. Deputies did not catch the suspects that evening, and then later learned that he had contacted his girlfriend during the time frame of the search, advising that they were being chased by deputies. Riggins was reported as a missing person later that day when he never made it home. Wow, 11-foot gator. The gator's aggressive behavior, I guess, caused him to sustain a lot of trauma. And the gator has been found, captured, and euthanized. But the official cause of death of Riggins was drowning because he fell under the water. And, yeah, apparently his death is the second alligator-related human fatality in Florida in 2015. Apparently in October, a man was killed while swimming in the waters of Blue Spring State Park. They say fatal attacks are not very common in Florida, but I guess between 1948 and 2013, there were 22 gator attacks recorded. During that period, a total of 122 minor bites, 235 major bites were logged. The last fatal alligator attack on record back in 2007. I don't know what I would do if I came up. First of all, if I came up to an alligator, I'd probably make the mistake of calling him a crocodile. I'd be like, oh no, it's a crocodile. And I know the nose looks different and all that, but I wouldn't know. I'd be like, oh my gosh, crocodile, crocodile, ah. Feel like, ah, crocodiles are fine. No big deal. Meanwhile, it's an alligator attacking me. If you do see a gator, call 1-866-FWC-GATOR. And let me see. Now, unfortunately, there are nuisance alligator calls. Okay, many times alligators just show up on your lawn over there. They say the state fielded 15,000 nuisance alligator calls in 2013 alone. And then they had to later take the gators and, wow. Oh, wow. And I'm looking, these things are big. They're fast, too. Don't underestimate a gator. Don't. Okay, now we have another. I'm sure you guys heard of this. I don't know if he was a burglar, but he was a trespasser. His name was Bud Weiser. Okay, no joke. Bud Weiser. Maybe you guys have already heard the story. And apparently he was arrested for trespassing at a St. Louis Budweiser brewery. I know. You wonder if he just, these people, they just do this on purpose. All right, so what happened here? I apologize, I have a little issue here. All right, 19-year-old man named Bud Weiser entered a secure area at the brewery Thursday. Security officers told him to leave after he refused, and then they called police. Weiser was taken to police custody where he was issued summons for trespassing and resisting arrest. Apparently, he was busted in 2014 when police found DNA evidence that linked Weiser to a break-in at a St. Louis gas station. He turned himself in and was charged in December 2014. It's not clear if he was searching for Budweiser during each of these two incidents. What is wrong with this kid? He's a cute kid. He's some 19-year-old. I mean, you know, he's got kind of the Justin Bieber hairdo. I don't understand, guys. You know, the amount of time and trouble you'll do. I mean, your name is Budweiser. Yeah, don't you think you want to, take advantage of that? Now, in addition to these kind of weird, crazy stories, did you guys hear about a priest who was killed by a bunch of monkeys? And monkeys had thrown bricks at him. And this is the third time somebody has died by a primate attack And this is in Patna. Several people, including women and children, have borne the brunt of simian attacks in the last few days. Muna Mishra, a temple priest, was killed Monday in the Mirchai Gali locality under Chowk police station of Old Patna, where a troop of monkeys playing on a terrace of his house dropped bricks on him while he was sweeping the floor downstairs. He was brought to Nalanda Medical College and Hospital, but unfortunately he died on the way there. His death caused widespread panic in the area. He was the third person in recent times to have lost his life because of monkeys in the area. Police wanted to take his body for a postmortem examination, but I guess the families declined the autopsy. How do you die by something like that? I mean, you know, depending on how high those monkeys were and how high up, you know, the brick with the gravity, absolutely. Could cause just enough damage to cause a bleed to the brain. Absolutely. Locals allege that monkeys have bitten several people in the areas under the three police stations of Malsami, Chowk, and Kajakelan over the past week. I really apologize if I'm not pronouncing this right. They say some school children could be a target as well. So the fact that we have had three people die by monkeys, I know it makes me worried that we're going to have another Planet of the Apes movie come out. But still, scary, scary stuff. And boy, how tragic. They don't say how old the priest was, but it's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We don't really talk about how many times our animals or pets around us cause death. You know, here we're talking about 22 gator, you know, fatality since the 40s. And you're like, gosh, that's not even a lot. You know, that's less than once every few years. Well, listen, you know, does anybody ever study, like, your cats or your dogs and how many times they cause fatalities in the house? You know how many times I trip over them in the middle of the night, right, and then I fall? And, you know, luckily I'm able to get my hands out in time to, you know, catch myself. But people trip on their sleeping dog all the time. You fall into a wall, you hit your head. You know, when I, you know, try to fall-proof a person's house by making recommendations, don't have, you know, slippery tile, don't have area rugs, you know, make sure corners are protected and you don't have tables that, you know, you could fall on and make sure there's soft, you know, things around like bean bags and, you know, railings in the bathroom. A big thing I say is get rid of the pet. You know, move them to your daughter's house or your son's house. But these pets, you trip on. And these cats, even the cats, you know, cats will usually run away, you know, when you start to get up. But not mine. One of my cats, I think, has sleep apnea. And so, I mean, she is down for the count until I have to, like, you know, scream at her, Sajay! And then she wakes up. But I could trip over her and fall right into a fireplace. She's big. So, you know, I would not underestimate our animals. And then, of course, you know, you got the cats and the poo-poo and the toxoplasmosis. Then you had a woman up in, I believe, the Tahoe area decades ago where her cat had pneumonic plague, was coughing on the mama, and the mama didn't realize what the cat had. Goes, oh, poor baby. Oh, my baby kitty cat. And then she got the plague. So, I love our pets. I love our animals. But, wow, they could kill us. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Oh, $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Chipotle claims that norovirus sickened Boston students and that the incident is isolated. Chipotle is just getting hit over and over again in the news, and this stinks because I had just about a month or two ago talked about how, you know, Chipotle is, you know, probably the beacon in the future of how we're going to be approaching fast food and restaurants and eating on the run and trying to, you know, include healthier ingredients and et cetera. But Chipotle said Tuesday it believes that norovirus is the blame for sickening Boston college students who ate at one of its restaurant locations. The company believes the illnesses are an isolated incident that has nothing to do with the outbreak of E. coli that has already been tied to the chain's multiple locations, some of their locations. According to Chris Arnold, a Chipotle Mexican Grill spokesman, he says all evidence we have points in that direction. He noted the company has no confirmation that the Boston College illnesses were caused by norovirus. It can spread through infected people, contaminated food or water, or by touching contaminated surfaces. Now, what we understand is 30 students, including at least 8 members of the men's basketball team, complained of gastrointestinal symptoms after eating at a Chipotle location, which has been since then closed. Boston College said several students came to the school's health services center, and the common factor among them is they had eaten at the Chipotle restaurant in the Cleveland Circle neighborhood near campus. The school said it notified the Massachusetts Department of Public Health and was working with health authorities to investigate the cause. They said we cannot confirm a cause of the illness at the time. We are coordinating with Boston public health officials to determine the case. See, I was noticing something like norovirus out here in my neck of the woods, where people would, you know, have a fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, feel achy, and then usually it goes in about 2-3 days. And you could get that from food poisoning, definitely, you know, or you could just get it because it's going around and you pick it up from a family member. And so I was wondering when we were going to start hearing of norovirus or some of the other, you know, enteroviruses and these viruses that can cause GI upset. Now, mind you, you know, E. coli, which had been found in celery onion mix. I don't know if it was the celery onion mix with Chipotle. I know that was with Costco. But when they had found that there was an E. coli outbreak, a less severe form than what we saw from the celery onion mix with the Costco chicken salad. You know, they can trace what causes it based on looking at the stool. You can do cultures on the stool. You could, you know, culture the patient. So there's ways for them to tell. They have to examine the patients, have to find out where they ate, and then they have to find out if, you know, what other factors. Now, we always have to be very, very careful whenever you hear an outbreak like this, because somebody gets sick and they'll say, okay, well, it's Chipotle. Okay, did you really eat a Chipotle? Yeah. Yeah, well, prove I did it. You're like, okay, now wait a second here, because we got to be careful too. You know, you don't want people claiming it just so they could, you know, go on a rampage. And also, this is the time of year where people get sick, and there's a lot of stomach bugs going around. So, you know, you have a common, you know, and I don't want to call Chipotle fast food, but you have a common restaurant that a lot of people go to. But you have an outbreak, right? And, yeah, a lot of people, they ate at, you know, the local fast food place. That's what they did. That didn't necessarily mean that that's what caused it. Okay? You have a bunch of people sick that go to school. And, I mean, when I went to college, we had, we didn't have the In-N-Out. I went to UNLV in Las Vegas, Nevada. And there was a gas station where now, I guess, is an In-N-Out burger. So there wasn't an In-N-Out burger there. But there was a pizza place across Tropicana Boulevard would go to eat if you walked that far. I didn't have a car for the first couple of years. And then there was Jack in the Box that I worked at, Maryland Parkway and Tropicana. So there was a couple places you would go to. But there really wasn't a lot of fast food places. And then, you know, you had the student union and you had some, you know, places to eat there. Not a lot of options. I think we had some sandwiches and I don't think we had a pizza place at the time. Now they do. They revamped it all. But, you know, you really didn't have that many options and places to eat. You maybe had about, I don't know, no more than 7-8. So you have something going around the school, and, you know, 100 of them say, yeah, I ate at this place. Well, how do you know it was that place that did that? I mean, they would have to, you know, really sweep through and find it. Unfortunately, having, you know, something like this already out there in the news. It kind of already, you know, puts Chipotle, you know, behind the eight ball when it comes to the, you know, the media and the attention. So, right now, you know, they can't confirm what exactly happened, but Chris Cameron, a spokesman for the school's athletic department, said the basketball players reported gastrointestinal symptoms overnight Saturday. Head coach Jim Christian said he got a call from two players Sunday morning saying they had food poisoning. One was Dennis Clifford, the team's leading rebounder, did not play in the team's 68-66 loss Sunday to Massachusetts Lowell. Wow. I wonder if there's ever been a case where somebody sued because somebody got sick somewhere and then it affected the game. And then they lost the game. Problem is a defense lawyer could easily blow right through that going, they could have lost anyway, or they, but wow. You lose your head player because of food poisoning. U.S. CDC said the Chipotle leaky E. coli outbreak has sickened 52 people now across 9 states so far, but the ingredient that made people ill still has not been identified. Chipotle has more than 1,900 locations. They have adopted stricter food safety standards. According to the CDC, norovirus causes inflammation of the stomach, intestines, or both, leading to pain, nausea, diarrhea, vomiting. Certain strains of E. coli bacteria come through the water, the food, or contact with animals or people, etc. And we've kind of talked about the E. coli. Norovirus is a virus. It's not a bacteria. Can't take antibiotics for it either. Or, I mean, you can take antibiotics for E. coli, but this, depending on the type of E. coli you have and the toxin it gives out, sometimes the antibiotics still won't work. When it comes to the viruses, you usually just have to wait it out, but you do what we call symptomatic. You take a symptomatic precautions and measures where you give fluids if they're going to dehydrate. You know, these viruses that, you know, cause the severe nausea, vomiting, explosive diarrhea, these people dehydrate pretty quickly. You know, my son, we think, had norovirus. It was too fast to test. And his lips were all chapped. He had major headache. Eyes were starting to look sunken. We got those fluids in him. And, it was bad. It happens quick. Now, let's say you think you got exposed. How quickly will you get sick? Well, with the virus, it's fast. Okay? Like, if you get exposed to the flu or a norovirus or an adenovirus, enterovirus, a lot of times you'll get sick within the first few days. But the bacteria could take longer. It could take weeks for you to sometimes start to notice. Because, again, the bacteria have to replicate. They have to find a place to, anchor down, then they have to replicate. But the viruses, they seem to move faster, just like flu. And, you know, we've talked about the difference. You know, when you have strep throat, okay, your throat starts to hurt, then it kind of really feels bad, and you're like, okay. Yet flu, it's just like, boom. You're fine at 10 a.m., and by 11:35, you are down for the count. Okay, and you know, people always with the flu or these viruses going, I don't get it. I fell fine. I was good. What's going on here? And viruses work quicker. So if there is an outbreak going on, now, mind you, one person could get sick, then, you know, that passes to somebody else. And yes, you could have a viral outbreak that goes for months. That's exactly what flu does. But if it's within the family, you're like, all right, somebody's sick. Okay, how much longer? When am I going to get sick? It's usually going to happen within the next couple days. Okay? So what do you do if you think you're going to get sick? Bone up and get that immune system going. Okay? Most likely the virus. But before you even realize somebody's sick in the family, you've already been exposed. Because once they come down with symptoms, it's already gotten to you. So you need to make sure you're getting good rest, vegetables, fruit, you know, vitamin C, zinc, good foods. Good, healthy diet, rest, so that when you do try to fight it, you can fight it to the best of your ability. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.